Hey, hey, you're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 143.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friend? I got another great show for you here. Appreciate you you listening in here. And I wanted to share a few questions that were tossed my way. I had a consultation call with a new Flip Empire Inner Circle member. We got the program launched not too long ago. It is going awesome. Got a great small group of people that are looking to elevate their game and take their business to new heights. And so this is the kind of stuff that fires me up. That in conjunction with the podcast is definitely, I'm getting a lot of joy and fulfillment from it. And so I wanted to, you know, I had this call with this particular gentleman, and he was faced with a challenge that I think a lot of people are faced with, and something that I've been through, especially as I was in the process of building a team. You know, I find that oftentimes people come to me, you know, because they're interested in growing, scaling their wholesaling business, but they're either having a challenge finding the right people and building a team, and or when they do start hiring, they have growing pains. And there's just a lot of chaos and friction within the business. And what I find is that oftentimes, you know, if you have a team right now and balls are getting dropped, or you kind of feel like the proverbial, you know, chicken without a head running around, and, you know, you're hopping from thing to thing and there's no clarity and no focus. Oftentimes, I think that can be narrowed down to the fact that you don't have clearly defined roles and responsibilities within your team. And so this particular gentleman was in a situation without, you know, I'll kind of keep it general, but at the same time, I think the story behind it, you know, is probably something that, you know, you might be able to resonate with. I'm sure a lot of people listening, you know, this story will resonate. But if you've started hiring some people, and this particular gentleman, great guy, he's done some deals before, you know, he knows the business, and he started hiring, but he's got, you know, three or four different people on his team, but they all kind of do everything, if that makes any sense. You know, like there's no structure. There's no organization behind what his team are, you know, they're doing. And so a lot of people are stepping on each other's toes. It's just very chaotic. You know, he's got somebody in his team that's doing a little bit of marketing, doing a little bit of sales, doing a little bit of, you know, being a firefighter and just, you know, hosing down all the fires. And there's all this, I keep using the word chaos because, you know, that's exactly what it was. And so what ends up happening in a situation like that, it actually slows you down and prevents you from doing what you're trying to do, which is grow and scale. Matter of fact, you might be better off if you're going to hire people and not have clearly defined roles and responsibilities, not have systems, not have processes, you know, checklists, basically standard operating procedures. And everybody has, you know, everybody runs their department and they're responsible for their set of tasks, their deliverables. Honestly, you're probably better off just going at it as a one man or a one woman show. And that might be counterintuitive to what you would normally think. But when it's just you, yeah, you're running around, you know, wearing all the hats and doing all the roles, but you're also not, you know, giving up 20, 30, 40% of the pie, and or, you know, if you're paying salary, you're paying hourly. And so I'm not recommending one or the other. I'm recommending that if your business is at a point where you want to hire and start to scale and start to get back some of your time, it's better to try to have, I shouldn't say the word try, it's better to have a clearly defined role and responsibility and actual job contract that somebody can pick up and read. And number one, they know exactly what the position entails, right? So we like to kind of use the Michael Gerber e-myth, the position agreements, right? So at the top, it's a paragraph that basically tells you what this entire position is about. And then from there, it clearly defines the roles, the responsibilities, the different tasks, and the deliverables, and then how you're going to keep these people accountable. But what I found in talking to this particular dude is that, you know, he kind of felt a little bit overwhelmed. And so what I said, look, man, chunk it down. You know, the whole saying Rome wasn't built in a day, or what's the quickest way to eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. It's start with one department, right? So what's the department, or what's the area that is where you find yourself dropping a lot of balls, or where it's having a negative impact or a ripple effect on every other aspect of your business? And so, you know, for this particular guy, it was, he was looking for a transaction coordinator, right? So he was getting deals locked up. But then there's all this, and he's a fix and flipper. So, you know, it was contacting the lender, and it was making sure that insurance is put on the property, and all the different things that have to happen prior to a closing and post-closing. And so what I recommended is, man, focus all of your efforts, energy, and attention on this one department, right? Come up with, keep it simple, a checklist. Every time you guys lock up a property, here are all the different things that have to happen. Post-closing, what are all the different things that have to happen? I recommend using a mind map. So I like using xmind.net. There's MindJet, there's MindMeister. There's a ton of mind mapping softwares out there. The way that I like to do this is just kind of brain dump on a mind map. So don't filter, don't think about organization, literally just brain dump. Get everything out of your head onto a mind map. And then once you have it, now you can start to organize it on the mind map, and you can start to put the different tasks in their respective buckets, or within, you know, a particular department. And so what I advised them to do is, I said, hey, look, focus all of your attention for the next week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on how long you think this is going to take you. Forget about coming up with a system or a checklist or an SOP for acquisitions or for your VA. Just focus on getting this. Now, once you get everything out of your head onto this mind map and you have this checklist, go through it, run through an actual deal, and make sure you're not missing any steps, right? So the first time that you do this, it's kind of like a draft. Run through it. Go through your own SOP, right? Go through your own checklist. Make sure you're not missing a step. If you are, obviously, fill in the missing holes, the gaps. Now, once you come to a final draft, something that you're comfortable with, now you can go hire someone and have somebody test it. Now, if you're already at the stage where you have a team and you've already hired, no worries. Get somebody to co-sign on this initiative, right? On this goal of coming up with a standardized process on how they do that role or how they do that task. You can even task them to spearhead it and do it themselves if you have the confidence that they can do it. The key is, you just have to make sure that it's in a checklist format, and it's like our SOPs are to the point where I legit feel like a 15-year-old could pick it up and probably complete the task, because we chunk it down into bullet points. There's no, like, I've seen some SOPs where it's like a damn book, right? You're reading a novel, and that's really not what an SOP is. An SOP should be super simple. You know, that acronym KISS, keep it simple, stupid. I mean, our SOPs have screenshots, red arrows, and call outs, and are the bullet points are no more than like 10 words, for the most part, right? And at the top, it starts with, okay, well, this is the goal of this task, and this is how you know if you've accomplished it. And then it gets into like the details, the A through Z, so to speak, of how to do that task. And really, the starting point should be, go back to an org chart, right? And you can use one of these mind mapping software tools to do this. You know, take out the book, the E-Myth. If you don't have it, get it. And just keep it simple. You know, break your business down into the three major departments. You know, you have operations, you have sales and marketing, and you have finance, right? And then if it's just you, start to put your name in all the different boxes. And on a weekly or monthly basis, just focus on one box or one department, right? Create an SOP for that, test it, then you could bring somebody on board. And now you've taken off that hat and somebody else is wearing that hat. Here's the second challenge I think a lot of people face, is that sometimes, and I've been guilty of this, sometimes out of sight, out of mind, you're so eager and anxious to get shit off your plate that you outsource it, you hire it out, And then it's like, that's it, I'm done. I'm never looking at that again. And then sometimes if you don't have a rock star, you don't have the right person that's being held accountable, then inevitably, you know, things start to slip up. They're not, you know, they're just not doing it the right way, or there's no accountability in place. And so the results start to suffer. And so, you know, think about you being in a boat and all of a sudden you see that the boat is sinking and you see a hole in the boat, you identify that hole and you put some scotch tape on it, right? Or you put some duct tape. Boom. Now, you know, the ship is out of the water. It's above sea level, so to speak. And, you know, you're going. And then all of a sudden, you know, you start to see that you're focused on something else. And so there's another hole, but now you start to see that, you know, it was patchwork that you were doing by putting scotch tape or duct tape in that hole, right? You didn't really fix the problem. And so just make sure that there's accountability in place, because I've been there before. You know, and it sucks when you think you have a system in place and a process and either the person is not following it and or there's no accountability in place. So just remember that for certain tasks that are more results oriented, like, for example, a sales position, the results speak for themselves. Now, they have to follow your script or, you know, your particular way of doing things, your process, right? So our acquisitions managers, I've spoken about this in the past, they go out on appointments, they have a very specific process they follow as far as, you know, printing out a set of comps, you know, doing a drive by the comps before the appointment. Like, there's very specific set of tasks and things that they do. So number one, you got to make sure that they do it. Number two, you got to make sure that if it's a task that is that where you need to see results, that the results are there and that you hold them accountable, if that makes any sense. So anyway, just to kind of put a bow on this entire episode, is start with the org chart. You know, whether it's just you or whether you have a team, if you have an org chart, you know, pick a department where you're starting to see, you know, leaks or cracks in the boat. And focus on that. Create a checklist and a standardized way of doing it, an SOP, and test it, and then have the person do it and make sure. So don't move on to something else until you've nailed that. And then, so hopefully, I wanted to just kind of talk about this, because not only did this particular gentleman kind of come to me with this challenge, but I've had people the last several months talk to me about something similar. You know, everyone, I think, understands the importance of building a team, especially within a wholesaling business. But yet a lot of people are just hiring and that's it. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, no accountability, no processes or checklist in place. And I think oftentimes you're probably hurting yourself if you've put yourself in that position versus if you hadn't hired anybody at all. Right. So anyway, let me know your thoughts on this. I'd love it if you could share this episode with your network on social media, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And let me know if you have any questions. If I can, you know, if I need to do another show on this topic or maybe dig a little deeper, I'm happy to do it. Just let me know. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.